WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us again this morning on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Shared electric scooters are coming to Chicago soon. A pilot program will bring this latest transportation fad to the city, likely early next month sometimes. We have an idea of how this is going to play out, at least if you look to other cities where this is already underway, where shared electric scooters are already on the street. We thought we'd bring in Mary Wisniewski this morning, transportation reporter at Chicago Tribune, who has been writing about this and who's been seeing some of the effects of these scooters in other cities with her reporting. Mary, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
First of all, talk to us a little bit about this pilot program. I'm guessing next month is when it's supposed to start. What will it look like?
Sure. It will start on June 15th, and it's going to involve between 2,500 and 3,500 scooters. And they're all going to be west of Halsted and between the north and the south branches of the Chicago River. So we're going to see them out in neighborhoods like Irving Park, Avondale, Pilsen, Austin, neighborhoods on the west and northwest and southwest side, especially in an area that doesn't have a lot of Divvy bikes. So it's going to be in an area that is a little, poor in that sort of resource right now, and we're going to try these scooters out there.
For people who are trying to imagine what these look like, it's like a kid's kick scooter it's electrified, basically.
Right, on its exactly.
Own. So other cities have these. What are they reporting about how they're working or not working?
Well, for one thing, they're really popular. They really exploded in the last couple of years. There are something like 38.5 million trips last year, which is more than the trips on shared docked bicycles. So that's one thing to know. And Portland, Oregon did a study that found that they seem to be replacing some car trips. Yeah. On the other hand, though, they're also seeing lots and lots of injuries, hundreds of injuries. There have been brain trauma, broken arms. I talked to a woman who had a shattered wrist. And what's happening, there's been a couple of studies on this. The scooters have they're handled differently than bicycles. They have a higher center of gravity. People tend not to wear helmets. And people tend, when they go down, and they also have smaller wheels, so if you hit a big pothole or even a small pothole, you can come down on one of these. And sometimes people who aren't used to them, about a third of riders who aren't used to them in Austin were the ones who got injured.
So people this is like the Divvy bike situation where you use your mobile phone to buy time on one of them, and then the phone kind of takes you to where these scooters are located. I'm guessing you don't get a helmet with them when you pick them up, right?
You do not, though. Yeah. The companies and the city do recommend that you wear them, but it's hard to imagine a lot of people carrying a helmet around with them. One hopes that they could get used to them. I tried one, and I felt it was easy to use and comfortable to use, but I wasn't going very fast, and I was wearing a helmet.
Latest story that you've written about this in the Tribune, and there are a couple of stories that have now been filed by you on this, the pictures of them just laying around on the street corners, on sidewalks, is that how it's going to work here, where people just dump them where they're done using them?
Well, the city hopes not. The city Chicago has been a little later than other cities in adopting this, so they've had time to look at the problems that have been seen in other cities and come up with their project in a way that they hope will avoid some of these problems. They've given directions about where you can park a scooter. You can park it, you don't have to park it at a dock, but you do have to park it out of the right-of-way in the sidewalk. You have to park it, where you'd park a bike, where you'd have other kind of street furniture like newspaper boxes, and you actually have to take a picture of the scooter after you park it and send it to the scooter company to show that you parked it correctly. If they're not parked correctly, the scooter companies are required to go out and pick them up and take them away. And they're also supposed to pick them up off the streets at midnight before they start again the next morning. The city hopes this will avoid what the commissioner called the knucklehead problem of people throwing them in rivers and throwing them into trees or into parks, which has also been seen in other cities.
Yeah, the knucklehead problem, I like that. Part of it is also not riding on the sidewalk.
Right.
It sounds like there are a lot of rules. Who's going to be enforcing all of this?
There are a lot of rules. The vendor companies are supposed to be enforcing this, for one thing, and especially the part about picking them up when they're not parked correctly. And I would, you know, the Chicago police can enforce them, but, you know, they have a lot of other things to do. The public can also enforce it by, if they see a scooter parked correctly, to call 311. But as one lady commented, who I talked to for the article, there are people who don't follow the rules. So you can expect that there are some people who will not be following the rules and will be riding on the sidewalk or parking these incorrectly. But, you know, the city hopes that this will be a way to replace some cars. And the scooter companies point out that cars themselves cause a whole lot of injuries, and if you have less cars out on the streets, that could be, you know, less people getting hit by cars, and so that can create its own kind of safety.
Well, as this, so we will all be watching this test, but who in the end, how will this be judged in the end? Who will decide whether or not the test is, we've passed the test?
The city will decide. The city will, the pilot runs through October 15th. And, then the city will decide whether or not they're going to have a scooter program, for next year, and decide how to implement it and decide which vendors to use. They did the same thing with dockless bikes. And, what they decided to do with that is, just stick with one vendor, which is Lyft, which runs Motivate, and they have mostly docked, but some bikes that you can park to objects. So that's how so they tried it, and they decided some things worked and some things didn't work, and that's the program that they went with in the end.
This is obviously a demographic thing, right? I mean, because I'm sitting here thinking, as an older person, this is like a kid taking it. Yeah, right. This is like a kid taking out their toy and just leaving it in the front yard without putting it up, right?
Well, they're not, people look at them as toys, but as one personal injury attorney I talked to pointed out, they're not toys. They're tools that are supposed to help us with transportation. And I actually have a feeling that a lot of different people are going to use this. Because they're electric, they're not like Divvy, so you can get on one to maybe go, to your L stop or, take a short trip and not get sweaty. You don't have to prepare, having sports clothes on or anything like that. You can just hop on and go. So I can imagine a lot of people using this, but I can also imagine that people are going to have to, you're going to have to be careful. You're going to have to figure out how it works. You're going to have to read the educational material that the scooter companies provide before you get on so that you know what you're doing.
Right, and also can bring your helmet along, too. Sounds like that's going to be necessary, maybe even for pedestrians where these things are at as well, having that.
Well, I think it is a good idea to bring your helmet. Just get used to carrying it. And I've noticed that more people are doing that on Divvy bikes than they used to. So I think that people, once they use something enough, they can get into the habit of using a helmet. And I think that's a great idea.
What do we know about the vendors that are doing these programs? I know that one of them that's featured in the story is named Bird. What do we know about the vendors?
The big vendors are Bird, there's Uber, does electric scooters, and there's also Lime. And they're the ones that have been operating in other cities. They have a trade association which says that they're very focused on safety and focused on education. And I know that they're all, we don't know which vendors are going to be here yet, but we do know that these big vendors have made applications with the city, and they're hoping that they can get chosen.
All right. Well, Mary, I'm kind of looking forward to this. We should go out on a scooter ride together, and I'd be interested to see what we all see together.
Yeah, but we got to bring helmets, okay?
Absolutely. Mary, thank you for being with us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Mary Wisniewski from the Chicago Tribune, where she writes about transportation. We're going to link out to her latest story from chicagotribune.com in the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later on this morning.